Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. In January 1900, Friedrich Weyerhaeuser founded the Weyerhaeuser Timber Company in Longview, Washington, with 900,000 acres of Washington timberland. From there, the company purchased large tracts of railroad lands for sale by the government and became the world's largest private timberland owner. In 1905, Weyerhaeuser bought 16,000 acres of forest in the Jenny Creek watershed. This tract was described by the Klamath Republican weekly newspaper as the most desirable body of standing timber available in the Pacific Northwest because of its accessibility to the markets of the coast and the interior. Lumber could be hauled conveniently to railroad lines in either Klamath Falls or Ashland. Ann Foley, in her book titled Lincoln on the Green Springs, said some timber companies also anxious to acquire forested public land saw an opportunity to take advantage of the Homestead Act. They made arrangements with people to homestead on 160-acre parcels of timberland for the 5 years required by law to prove up, which also required two neighbors to vouch for the homesteader. When the ownership of the land was legally established, the hired homesteaders handed it over to the timber companies involved. Today's episode of As It was written by Kirsten Schocke, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.